Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, October the 18th, and I do appreciate you tuning in today over WSOF and WAJJ Christian Radio. And I would like to remind you that we do have these broadcasts in what's called podcast form on our website at wsof.org. Love to have you tune in there. And you can download these sermons and listen to them at your convenience. Appreciate our faithful listeners that listen every day, or at least every day that they possibly can, to these evening programs and our Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. We're grateful for that and thank the good Lord for that. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. Got some prayer requests I want to mention to you and some things to ask you that you might pray with us about, that the Lord might guide and direct and help and have His way. Of course, we've been praying for Brother Cater Dockery there in the hospital in Owensboro. I want you to keep him in your prayers. Ask the Lord to touch him and help him. As you know, he's got cancer and he's battling that cancer. Now, last Monday, week ago Monday, his spine broke, and it was from where the cancer had eaten through the spine, and it collapsed, and he's paralyzed, really from the chest down, and a lot of pain, and on all that pain medication, and all that. So pray for him, pray for his family as they try to look after him and minister to him and try to be a help and a blessing to him. Brother Cater's been a blessing to a lot of people. Brother Cater knows a lot of people. A lot of people knows him. And it's a blessing to see those come by and encourage him with their presence. And if you're able to help him in your prayers, what a blessing. What a blessing it is. I mentioned that we were there on Sunday night. Had a special service there in the chapel of the hospital there at Owensboro. I thank the Lord for opening that door. Amen. What a miracle that was. And then all the people that came out. A good number and a good service and good liberty. And I believe it's a good cause, and I appreciate the goodness of the Lord making that possible. And so I want you to keep him in your prayers. Also, Brother and Sister Hall, keep them in your prayers. Brother Hall has the eye doctor appointment today, and I'm taking him to the eye doctor there in Nashville and bringing him back, and maybe back by the time this broadcast airs. But remember him in your prayers nonetheless, and me as well. But pray that the Lord would strengthen him and Mrs. Hall and help them with their physical needs and raise them up according to God's perfect will. And then tonight we have a special service here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. We have a monthly ladies meeting. Not had one in a while, but the ladies will be meeting together at 6 o'clock this evening. And then I'll be here as well with the young men, having a young men's class. And I'd like for you to pray for us in that young men's class, that the Lord might bless it and use it for His glory and honor. It's been a blessing as we've done that now the last couple of years. It's been a real blessing, and I'm grateful and thankful unto the Lord just for those blessings. Amen. One other thing, when I mentioned a couple of years, I haven't mentioned, I don't think, on the broadcast, that last Wednesday, October the 12th, made 2 years that I've been here as the pastor of the Island Ford Baptist Church. What a whirlwind and quick thing that has been. And then in another way, seems like that I've just been here forever. Amen. And just fit in and feel at home. And we're grateful and thankful that that's so. And thankful unto the Lord for His blessings. But as we're praying, remember to pray for the church. Remember to pray for me. And pray for these meetings I was talking about. Then regular prayer meeting on Wednesday. Got those things coming up. And then, of course, marathon coming up the 27th through the 29th. Pray that God might bless the radio marathon, help us raise the support and the money that is needed to keep things going throughout the end of the year and into next year. We're not planning on having another marathon, Lord willing. We're shooting not to have another one until February. And so that's a ways away. We push this one down a little extra just to try to make sure that hopefully we can make it to February, because next February will be the 40th anniversary of the SOF, WSOF Radio. What a blessing. 40 years on the air, WSOF Radio. Amen. Looking forward to celebrating that next February with a big special marathon and special to do there, meetings and things. And so we're going to have this marathon to get us through this year. There again, that's the 27th through the 29th. If you can pray for us, if you can help us, and what a blessing that is and will be. Amen. And then I do have some unspoken requests the Lord knows about. I've got some loved ones I'm praying for that I want to see saved. I've got some friends that I'm praying for that I want to see do right. And got some people that I know that their children are not doing right. And I'm praying for them about their children and the grandchildren. I'm praying about those that God would turn them in a way that's right. Sad to see people make decisions that you know are wrong decisions and decisions that's going to hurt them and haunt them for the rest of their life. And so let's pray for them that the Lord meet the needs. I mentioned yesterday on the broadcast about a little boy named Malachi there in the hospital in Owensboro. I don't know any more about him yet, but we did go have prayer with him, met his mother in the parking lot. She asked us if we would go pray with him, and I did, and know nothing about them other than what she told me at that time, but just a young teenage mother and expecting another child, carrying another child now, but got this little baby that's having seizures and want to pray for little Malachi. The Lord touch him and help him according to his will. So remember these things, if you will. And then, as I said, some unspoken requests that the Lord might meet these needs and help here and just have his way according to his will. All right? So let's pray together at this time. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you again for your goodness, grace, and mercy in my life. I want to thank you, Lord, for saving me by your grace. I could never thank you enough. I could never praise you enough. I just thought about the song that McCamey sang. I just can't praise him enough. Lord, I could never praise you enough for saving my soul from hell. I didn't deserve it, don't deserve it yet. By your goodness, grace, and mercy, you saved me, and I want to thank you for it. Father, I want to thank you that you not only saved me, but you're willing to save whosoever will. And Father, I pray you deal with sinners right now, those on our prayer list. There's some we're calling their name out every day because we want to see them saved by the grace of God. Father, I pray you draw them and save them today. Father, I pray you deal with them and don't let them get away. Don't let them escape the pressure as the Holy Ghost deals with them. And Father, I pray that you would deal with them. Lord, I ask you that you might help now about these other unspoken requests. You know what they all are? The burdens and the desires. Father, I pray for those young people that are making wrong decisions, that are running in the wrong direction, running with the wrong crowd, that are making decisions that are breaking their mother and dad's heart and going to hurt them down the road. Father, I pray that you would help them and, Lord, turn them in the way that's right and pleasing unto thee. Father, then I pray that you'd help Brother Cater, touch him in his body and his family. Lord, bless Miss Ann and the family as they try to tend to him. And Lord, that you just help him and bless him and strengthen him and add to his days according to thy perfect will. Lord, I pray that you'd touch Brother Hall. Lord, you'd strengthen him and Mrs. Hall. Lord, you'd open doors and use him for your glory and honor. And Father, give them strength and health in these days. Father, I pray that you'd help that little boy that we requested prayer for there, little Malachi. Lord, you'd work in his life and his mother and the family there. I didn't meet his dad, but Lord, I no doubt that they need prayer. And Father, I pray help them and help him through these days and have your way, Lord, I pray. Again, Lord, help in our services tonight, help in the ladies' meeting and help in the young men's meeting. Have your way in those things. And then in our service coming up Wednesday, Lord, I pray you'd meet with us here in our midweek prayer service and just have your way. Please use the broadcast. Bring some sinner to salvation. Help the saints to be strengthened and encouraged and Jesus to be glorified. We ask it in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us, and we're going to be looking in the scripture now, Luke chapter number 11, verse number 1, and also Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 31. Luke 11:1 and Isaiah 40, verse 31. And we'll be right back after a couple of songs by our family. We'll be back with a message from the Word of God. Our Bible reading for today, Luke chapter number 11, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Looking at what we're calling prayer secrets, our Lord's instructions on how to pray. Not just how, but some instructions about prayer. And we're looking at secret number 22 today. And this is found in Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 31. Very familiar verse, no doubt. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And I'm preaching on what I call the byproduct of prayer. Waiting on the Lord, I believe, is prayer. There is a byproduct that happens when we wait on the Lord, and that is we renew our strength. I dealt with some of that yesterday. I don't want to go back over that today, but just touch on the fact and just reminding you that there's new strength, renewed strength, new strength for everybody. They includes all those that wait upon the Lord. That promise is to all, and that need is among all. We all need the strength. It said the verse before that, verse number 30, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Everybody needs strengthening. Everybody needs renewed strength. Amen. And physically as well as spiritually. And of course, this is dealing with spiritual strength. Thank God for the atmosphere of prayer in which we can build up our strength in the inner man. Amen. So there's new strength for everybody. I ended up yesterday talking about the fact there's new strength for everything. I said there's three speeds mentioned here. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That deals with the outstanding things, things you got to get over. Amen. And then they shall run and not be weary. That's the onerous things, those things that include a little bit more detail, a little bit more strength, a little bit heavier toll on our lungs and our limbs. And I'll say more about that in a moment. Then the third thing, they shall walk and not faint. Walking is our ordinary everyday activities. Amen. When we need strength every day. So there is new strength for everybody. There's new strength for everything. Let me look at these three things, these three speeds in which we might need these strengths today. Mounting up with wings as eagles must represent some demand for exceptional endeavors. Sometimes there's exceptional expenditure. Maybe it's an exceptional adventure. It's a job that's not an everyday job. It's a job that's an extra special job. You ever felt like somebody asked you to pray about something and it's as if they put you and set before you a impossible mission? A mission impossible. Oh, with man it may be impossible, but with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. And when we wait on God, He may very well give us the strength to mount up with wings as eagles to get over those ordinary hurdles and even those extraordinary hurdles. Amen. I'm not talking about everyday occurrences. I'm talking about those that are altogether outside of our usual routine. But sometime there comes a sudden call, an unexpected challenge that is thrust upon us, and we must take up that challenge. God knows we'd like to shrink from it, but we cannot escape it. When these troubles come, listen, what are you going to do? Well, you better have already built yourself up on your most holy faith. You better already have exercised your spiritual man. And you do that through prayer. Amen. When this exceptional difficulty arises, the person that has spent time on the mountaintop with the Lord, time in secret prayer with God, will find that they have a fresh strength, a renewed strength from that atmosphere of prayer, that morning experience. And their strength will enable us to handle anything that God allows to come our way, even those exceptional things and those outstanding things. Amen. But then think about these onerous things. That deals with running. They shall run and not be weary. And that doesn't seem to have the same excitement that flying has. But it still takes a heavy toll on our lungs and limbs. Amen. Life for some Christians is a continually hard and difficult toil. Many carry a heavy burden throughout their life. And yet, they can not be weary if they will accustom themselves to stretching their spiritual limbs and opening up their spiritual lungs and taking in the fresh breeze that blows around the mountain of prayer, that blows around the throne of grace. When we spend time around that throne of grace, we can have the energy and the strength to deal with this running experience. It may not be as exciting as flying, but it's yet a necessary thing. We can carry that heavy burden when we've spent time in prayer. And then let me talk about the ordinary things. Oh, there's no thrill in it. It's just a regular humdrum of life. Common, everyday, we might say even trivial tasks that come our way day by day. But can I tell you, we not only need people that can jump the big hurdles. We not only need people that can run those big races. We need people that can stay in for the long haul. Keep on putting one foot in front of the other. Heel to toe, one step and then another step, one step and then another step. Keep putting one spiritual foot in front of the other. We need some faithful Christians. We need some steadfast Christians. Amen. How are we going to get that? Well, can I tell you, sometimes the dullness of our life is its own danger. Sometimes the fact that we seem dull and dreary, we may get weary in well-doing. The fact that it seems old, the same old and humdrum, might cause us to get weary in well-doing. And yet our scripture text shows us that people that have learned the value of secret prayer, people that have learned the value of spending time with God on an ordinary basis, shall not faint. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just prayer giving us strength for the big things. Not just prayer giving us strength for the hard things. But thank God prayer can give us strength for the everyday, day in and day out difficulties that we may face. Amen. Every kind of experience that we face, we can gain strength and we can find grace to help in our time of need. How? By waiting on the Lord. Well, I've run out of time again. We'll look at this again tomorrow, Lord willing. Until then, may God bless you. Thank you for listening.